This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When we think of somebody being a rebel, we might think that they're a troublemaker. But what if there's an upside to being a rebel? This morning, Dr. Justin Colson's giving a TED Talk on the topic of raising rebels. Hi, Justin.
Good morning.
Why would any parent want to raise a rebel?
Well, any parent who ever has raised a rebel is probably sitting there thinking, this is madness. That child broke my heart. I sat in my living room and cried every day and cried in my pillow because of my rebellious child. So I probably should be clear about what I mean when I say we need to raise rebels.
Yeah, what's your definition of being a rebel?
Yeah, so there are two kinds of rebel. There's the reflexive rebel. That's the typical teenage rebel without a cause, the angry rebel that ruptures relationships and only thinks about themselves and not others and, that kind of thing. Now, I recognise, by the way, that it's a bit ironic to be telling people how to rebel because rebels obviously don't follow the script, but I'm going to go there anyway. The other kind of rebel that I'm focusing on in my TED Talk today is that there can be a reflective rebel. Now, a reflective rebel thinks independently and wisely.
Love it.
About that anger that leads to low quality thinking. So they're kind of, they're strong and independent in their thinking, but they're also caring and empathic. I guess if I was to use a metaphor, what I would say is the reflexive rebel says, let's torch the house, whereas the reflective rebel says, give me that sledgehammer, and they start knocking out walls so that they can build new rooms.
So I think is a reflective rebel more someone who is able to stand up for themselves and for others when they've thought things through?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. The reflective rebel says, you know, I understand what you're asking me to do, but it doesn't feel right for these reasons, and so I'm going to go in this direction instead, because that's what feels right. That's the right thing to do. And I think that what that requires is a deep sense of what is right and wrong and a tremendous amount of moral courage. So a lot of parents will say, well, I want my children to think independently. I want them to think for themselves. I want them to make their own decisions. And we don't want them to bow down to the god of popular opinion and follow their friends down the path of least resistance. Mm. But even though we say that, you know, we want these strong, caring, independent, courageous kids, in our homes and in our workplaces, in our classrooms, we often find ourselves saying, look, just do as I say, or, because they're the rules, that's why.
And expecting people to toe the line without a good reason.
Exactly. And so what we're doing is we're saying, I want independent thinkers, but what we really want is conformists. And of course, any parent knows that the more you force a child to do something, the more resistance you get. In other words, control creates reflexive rebels instead of the reflective rebels that we want.
So, Justin, this raises the obvious question, though. If everybody raises rebels, wouldn't we just have anarchy?
Well, again, go back to the definition of what reflective rebel is about. See, a reflective rebel looks at things and says, how can I change for the better? How can I prevent inequality and unkindness and unfairness and intolerance? What can I do to make the world a better place? And I think that when we look at the rebels, I mean, we've got a conflicted relationship with rebels as a society, because we don't like that rebel sitting right there in our living room, but we still love to tell stories, watch movies about incredible rebels who have changed the world. And I think that we love those stories because we know the outcome and we know that they were good rebels. You know, they made a positive difference. And so I guess what I'm saying here is, if all of us had that motivation to make the world a better place and to improve the quality of our thinking, our independent thought, and our empathy and our caring, we probably wouldn't need as much rebellion as we do. But golly, at the moment, I think that we could do with a few more independent thinkers, a few more strong, care rebels sitting right there in our lounge room.
Sure. But I guess, Justin, you did raise as well, just quickly, the idea of the reflexive rebel, the one that is just selfish and out there for themselves. If parents are thinking, oh, I think my kid's rebelling more on the other side, what can they do about it?
Well, I guess this is where we need to ask ourselves some tough questions. And what the evidence from around the world would tell us is that from toddlers to teens and even into adulthood, people are reflexively rebellious when they feel like they have to push against something. That is, when we're being too controlling. Now, our very best guidance and discipline might be incredibly wise and helpful. But the more control, the more insistent they become on running their knuckles down the cheese grater of adult life. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And they're like, you can't tell me what to do. You can't make me. So my advice, and I've got six kids, I'm living it. I've got three teenagers right now, another three to come. And my advice and my experience and the evidence suggests that we do better when we provide them with some autonomy. It doesn't mean that we don't have any rules, but rather we say, here are our expectations, and this is why it matters. What do you think is the best way to go? And again, the data shows that while not perfect, our children are much less likely to reflexively rebel when they're given that autonomy, as opposed to when we force them to do what they're told.
Okay. Well, thank you, Justin. All the best with your TED Talk today.
Great to talk to you, Katrina.
That's Dr. Justin Colson from happyfamilies.com.au. He's giving a TED Talk today on raising rebels.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.